ahead. Call the meeting order at 17:33. And as always, guys, let us begin with a moment of silence. Amen. Thank you, guys. All right, we have the agenda that's been published prior to us getting here, and as always, remember that agenda items may not be considered in sequence. Agenda is subject to change. Changes may include addition or deletion of items, including executive sessions. Any additions or changes to the agenda as presented? All right, seeing none, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion.
I got a motion. Do I got a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? Seeing none. Cool. All right. We do have a special guest with us this evening. How wonderful. And we'll get to you in a sec, Ms. Mayor, if you want to hang loose. All right, guys, minutes were also published as required. Again, take just a moment or so to review. See if there are any changes, additions to the minutes as presented. And I think I put some up over there as well as the agenda. All right. Do I have a motion to approve the 27 August minutes?
Motion.
All right. I got a motion. Second. No. I think I'm calling. No, the second was over here. I think that's where it came from. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any abstentions? No, seeing none. Thank you. All right. Public comment. This is you if you want to say anything. If not, I want to first say thank you. Truly, both to you and to Melinda and obviously Ms. Dunning. You guys knocked it out of the park. I just heard, I guess it was late last night, about how much y'all raised. Does everybody know how much money they raised for the PSO? Incredible, $30,000. And then a big thanks to you, Jim. Because you're the one that stuck it in their ear and said, I want you to make sure that First State shows up on the list of organizations to be supported. And it was your little inside support, I would offer, my friend, that allowed us to be the beneficiary of such a wonderful event.
I think a lot of thanks needs to go to the PSO. As a frame of reference, last year's charity was raised at $22,000. So this is $30,000, so that's close to a 30% increase.
Yep.
There wasn't a whole lot done differently I'm looking outside in from an organizational structure.
You mean from Shoreline?
Yes. So I think it's a combination of A, the PSO hustling, two, the PSO interacting with Danielle and her team to get it there. So I think while I put the bug in the ear for FSME to be the charity, the execution was done by those folks in the PSO and on the electrical side of the fence.
I will tell you, it was just great. I don't know, Mayor, you want to add anything?
We appreciated everything that Shoreline, Jim, I know Jeff Stoneberger, Danielle Hoffer from Shoreline specifically, and we're going to make sure that we send her a special thank you, but we were thrilled to learn that it was over a 30% increase. We did receive a lot of positive feedback. The best part of the event, well, with the exception of the money, was that we took a chance to meet every foursome that was there. Someone from our PSO extended ourselves. We went around, we introduced ourselves. A lot of people said, oh, you're like DMA. We said, but better.
That's what I like to hear.
So towards the end of the night, I had the colonel on my arm. We went around. I introduced him to people that we knew, people that I feel like, and Jim probably knows a lot of those people. Most of you do, as you're in the business community. They will benefit us in the future. Not to say we're going to hop on their backs and use them, but there are things that we could use here that I'm certain that if we could get one of those golfers to join our team and to come help us out in some way, it can do nothing but benefit the school. So we did extend an invitation for anyone that was at the tournament. If they wanted to come to campus, if they wanted to come to a sporting event, if they wanted to come to morning formation, if any of them had any questions for their own children or just for the experience, we invited them to come. I did ask them to let someone from the PSO or the school board to know, and then Colonel said, no need to tell anyone, just show up and you come on down and
well, yes, I know he likes to do that, but that is always a little
a little hairy in the morning. But so I do feel like we made some good connections, and that was really the bonus in the end of it all, because there were a lot of people that attended that event. Well, 90% of them, because of their affiliation with Shoreline,
right?
They were there for Shoreline. They knew nothing about who we are, what we do, but they met our cadets. Most of them took the time to go up and introduce themselves to our cadets. Who are you? Where do you live? What are you interested in? Are you going in the military? Why did you choose FSMA?
Wonderful.
And our kids were very receptive, so that was nice. And it wasn't a long day. Everyone was a pretty good golfer, and we moved through and had good food and...
Good
beverage. And
so I two things I'd heard. Any sort of takeaways from this golf tournament, particularly about location? I've heard that continues to be a bit of a issue in the sense of the catering and enough, a lot of folks and the out on the back porch, that kind of thing.
So I'll say this year we did not have any complaints, but Back Creek caters to Shoreline.
Okay.
Some of their partners live there. I don't know how often you're there, even. Do they have events there? Do they have show parties there generally?
No.
I'm not really sure. But it seemed
not frequent, but the thing becomes is, since we have, so the event was geared towards, number one, sponsors who are our vendors, and number two, customers. Most of our customer base like to golf are Middletown and North. 3 years ago, we had it at Wild Quail, and the message we got from people that were working at across the river was, that's a long drive to get down to Dover, Camacamp, and Wyoming, and then to drive back.
All right.
So I would say if we were putting that on ourselves, and we were looking at more your Kent County, lower Kent County people, we would not be opposed to moving it. Back Creek was much more receptive to FSMA people this year because we were with Shoreline, and they really wanted to do a great job for Shoreline. We just were piggybacking with them. So while the event was great last year, we had people from Kent County and Sussex who said, wow, what a hike it was for us to get here. And so I think that's the difference. So this year, we didn't have any complaints. And like I said, Back Creek was very kind to everyone that was there. They wanted to make sure that everyone was happy, whatever they needed. They were very accommodating, so I didn't.
There is some relationships with the ownership of Back Creek. Yeah.
Right. So.
Anything else that caught your eye from your side of the fence, Mayor?
No, we were happy.
The cadets were very well. I'm not going to say behaved, and like that's the wrong word, but they were super. Kind of funny, some of the younger ladies were driving cars. Where's the club bus? Well, it's a little bit building right in front of you. So you obviously haven't been on a golf course, but that's okay. But the cadets were awesome. And PSO is there, and as you were saying, I had my shirt on and for a part of it, but it wasn't really the golf shirt I was looking where it's okay. But wearing the shirt in
well, all right, so that was obviously a little dig here or something. Did you mess up his shirt?
I guess. What was wrong with that? I just called and said, hey, I need a first aid shirt.
It was a regular polo shirt versus like an athletic.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't even look at it when he handed it to me.
No, it's fine. I wore it ahead of time.
I apologize.
No, you're fine. I was thinking about wearing it today. I'll wear it every time that we have it here, but it works. Exposing FSMA to other people and getting over the DMA stuff. I'm like, no, this is what it is. I'm on the board. You want
we're better.
I can hear you there.
We're better.
So it was good. It was very good.
Wonderful. Well, I will tell you, thank you to both of you and all that sort of stuff.
Thank you.
Now, Mayor, do you have any sense of where, what you guys are going to do with the money, how you're going to go through that process, where it's going to go, et cetera, et cetera? What's going on with that?
We actually talked about it, and we would like for the Commandant and the Colonel to provide a list of things that maybe they would prefer to have and not come out of their own budget.
All right.
We anticipated at least $20,000 going into it when we started getting some foursomes ourselves. So we started throwing around some things. We wanted to have a good idea of what we wanted to do with that money. We've talked about maybe providing a few scholarships at the end of the year to senior cadets. Nothing that would be need-based, sports-based. Would have to be something that maybe a cadet that would not otherwise be seen, someone that flies under the radar but is a good cadet.
All right.
But we would have to come up with some criteria. Again, we haven't decided that, but that's something that we feel like could be used here. We've talked about possibly we're a new tech school, but we noticed we don't have smart boards in our classrooms. We're not really sure if they're necessary. We haven't had a chance to reach out to the Commandant to ask. That's something that he would like to have. So that would be something. Is that considered a smart board? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, I think we do actually have some smart boards.
In the classrooms?
We do.
Interactive boards.
Okay.
Yep.
No, there's only like 7 in the school.
Okay. So that would, again, we were just looking at needed items, things.
Okay.
But nothing has been, decided. A group of people will get together and decide that.
All right, wonderful.
And certainly, you're still planning to keep some of that money for the end of the year.
Yes.
That's okay. You're still in plan to do that.
Because that went very well last year. And of course, the PSO generally pays for the cake for the military ball every year, which we're in the process of ordering that right now. The baker's coming up with designs for that cake for us. And we generally buy the shirts, so as each of the cadets sign their commitment, they get a T-shirt every year. The PSO is paid for those shirts, generally. So there are some things that the PSO has committed themselves
to
doing.
Absolutely.
That we would like to make sure, because technically, Mrs. Dunning is done this year, and Mrs. Meeks and I only have one more year.
Well,
we want to make sure that we want to have a little legacy ourselves of
that's
leaving
right.
money and trying to. When we leave, that there were some things that are here that we've accomplished for the rest of the cadets.
Well, and that was sort of my last question, is what does the future look like in the sense of who's taking it over, who's next in line, what do you think? And that's probably maybe, obviously, Mary, for me to come over and spend some time with the PSO and sit and chat with you guys when you have your next meeting.
Okay.
But that is probably maybe the bigger issue for the future.
Right. We see that as being a problem.
Yeah.
We anticipate that when we're done, that will probably the PSO will probably cease to exist. Although I will say this, we have a very good group of freshmen parents this year. Our sophomore parents have not been interested at all. Our freshman parents, we have quite a few, and some of them donated for the golf outing. However, the general response has been, I do not want to attend any meetings. Can I just call in or donate things? And that's great, except for
yep.
it doesn't
right.
always work that way.
Right, you know? And you still need people to run meetings and
exactly.
take said
so,
items.
We did notice that 6 people tried to call in at our last meeting, which is the highest ever.
All right.
So, of course, one of those was Mrs. Dunning, who couldn't be with us. But it doesn't matter. If we can work on getting some of the freshman parents who seem to be excited about the school, if we can find some of them that are like Mrs. Dunning and myself and Mrs. Meeks that are happy to be here, we certainly can, you know, start a new group, can come in and take over. We haven't really seen that yet.
Yep. I know. Okay. Very well.
Do you need me for anything else? Because I'm going to leave if you don't need me. I just want to make sure if you had any questions about
I did know.
No. Nope. I'm here for you
nope.
to answer any questions.
Those were some of my broader questions. Okay. But I do have a couple others, but we can get into
Another
that.
Time.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
See ya. We'll have one more fundraiser in the spring.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
See ya. All right. Very well, guys. Treasurer's report. Hello, Carol. I think we're to you, my friend, and I did bring your copies.
Thank you, because I did not.
Yep, I got them. They're over there.
That you got it there.
Yep.
So, high level, start of the month of August 1st, since this is the month of August, we're looking at 68.41.82. It's split between 63.03 checking and 5.38 savings. Two deposits were made during the month into the savings account. One was the $190,575 from the school, and then 54 cents worth of interest. And at the end of the month, it was $197,417, split between $191,113.62 in the savings and $6303 in the checking account. The USDA took the money at the beginning part of September to pay the loan portion there. So that's what we have.
All right. Anything else? So we do have one thing. I know we'll get to this, Pat, real quick, but we've got the USDA, I assume, interest and principal payment coming up.
Right.
And
when
is that?
I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. So here's where we are. We certainly don't want to have the USDA sweep this account and see that there's a big fat zero because they're in 25,000 or 24,950 or whatever it is. So I guess the question is, we really don't know when they're going to sweep the account.
I would assume that they would have probably swept the day or swept tomorrow. So if we need to know what the exact amount is, I'll get off the loan document and get that to you tomorrow, Patrick, so we can get a check. If that's good, it's got to come from the state, it's got to come from the state.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is we're going to have to get ourselves on a routine of cutting a check from the school and either getting it to me if we're not able to do it electronically, getting it to me so I can make a deposit in WSFS, or I'd come up here and get it, or whatever. But we're going to have to set up a pretty good routine.
Did they send out any paperwork now?
Well, no, I don't think they are. I think they're not going to send an invoice. They aren't going to do anything. They're just going to, on a certain date and time, okay, reach into our WSFS account and sweep it and look for their money.
Okay. Well, we should have 15 days, right? That doesn't mean I can wait 15 days. That means I'm going to get it in there, but we should have 15 days.
I don't know.
If I recall reading the documents, they say they'll go in and do that. So when it's not there, they'll make a call, and then if that happens...
Well, that's true. We haven't gotten a call yet, so
no,
I guess...
That's why I think it's going in today to try to do it. So,
all right. Well, then, Jim, you and I will work on that.
And the check's going to be made out to WSFS. Don't endorse it to the first email of here. I mean, they take it to WSFS to have a check cashed.
Right. Right, right. So, all right, boss, just a heads up on that. All right, anything else under Treasurer's Report? All right, cool. Let's move on. I think we are now to you, Commandant. We are into the finance.
As you know, end of September is actually one quarter of the way through the fiscal year.
Where are we at? Narrative?
Correct. State appropriations are based on 452 cadets.
So our September 30 count was 452.
That's correct.
All right. You called it right. You were towards the end there. And somebody owes somebody some money, though, I think, because yeah, didn't...
It's like $1,500, but that's okay.
$1,500! What we do? Bet $100 a head? All right.
So, I mean, the sad thing is we have two cadets enrolled that they didn't meet the attendance requirements, so we can't claim them.
All right. So what you're saying is it should be 454?
Correct.
Where are those cadets now?
One came back today. I mean, she's a senior. She's been with us for 4 years.
Oh.
She was struggling some stuff, but she doesn't have the documentation to back it up. Oh. We can't include her.
God.
The other one's going to truancy court. Oh. It is what it is.
All right. So 452.
Correct.
Got it.
Of course, we have, you know, the other state funds we get. We got the tech grant, tech block. The opportunity funding was a big one this year, $30,000. And, of course, the educational statement fund. I'm also looking. We got another $14,000 in safety and security. You remember last year we did it. We put the cameras in there.
Yes.
I was planning on using it to subsidize Mike Hibbert's salary.
Okay. All right. I did not realize there was an additional $14,000. Did it come from DOE or is this a grant?
I think it's the state.
So the state just plussed up and divided.
Last year we got 13.
Right.
And we got new cameras, yep, and stuff like that.
Right.
So yes.
So this year we got in 14. I must.
We got new doors. That was part of last year's.
Yep, grant. I remember that as well. And you're thinking of taking the 14 and giving it, or not giving it, but supplementing or not supplementing, pardon me, putting into the budget for Hibbert?
Correct.
Is there any other physical equipment that you think?
Well, either way, I mean, the thing about it is, I got to complete this whole big document. So if we buy a bunch of stuff, I got to budget all this stuff out. We
gotta get
kids. I don't have time to do this stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to take it out. I'm going to use Mike's. That's still 14 grand. We're going to have back in our state and local.
Absolutely. And I mean, so I got it.
When we have time, because right now, I since the start of school, we're still in a sprint. And so they're asking me for all this stuff. I'm like, you know, come on, give me a second here. So we're going to start looking at it this month, so we can, because you know, there's some other things that I want to get for the school. Some of those cameras we got at the beginning, they need replaced. They're just not good.
So the cameras that were purchased with the safety grant or the safety money last year?
No. The cameras that were installed originally.
All right.
They're garbage. Some of them are garbage.
So your thought is that between Hibbert and replacing some additional cameras, that's where you're going to spend the $14,000. Is that
correct?
What you...
Okay. And maybe an additional panic buddy here or there. So there's some things I got to bring down and iron out. So
okay.
Just takes time.
All right. And that's why I was asking whether we're going to leave it all to supplement Hibbert's salary or whether you're actually going to buy some physical stuff.
There is some stuff we do want to get. We always got to increase, improve on our, you know, anything we can put in here by there. Then what we don't want to run into is 10 years down the road, have a big bill because we can do all this stuff. You know, we want to do a little bit at a time. So.
Yep. So it doesn't all break at once.
And that's, you know, and I've been having Larry do that. We're replacing a door or two a year, just so you know.
All right.
And just, you know, we replace the back ones. You really can't see them. The side ones there, they need to replace. And
then the one, I think, one down at the end of the hall.
We did not replace them because they're never used.
Okay.
They're never open.
Well, I know. But it also, when it does get open, it will not close very well. If we're talking about the one that's all the way down.
All the way down at the end?
At Drexel.
Okay. But usually you can see a gap between it. And it's always been pretty closed.
Okay.
Officer Hibbert checks every day.
Okay.
He walks around and checks all the doors. So. All
right.
Good news, our local funds coming in is set at $1,112,000. And this is based on our 30th count. And actually, in our projected budget, we projected $108,000 less. So that's good news. So we've been getting our 35% of the funding from all the districts, September and October. That's coming in. Of course,
any delays? Any districts not? Anybody?
No.
Okay.
Included in our revenue, of course, are local funds. The carryover is $646.5
right.
from last year. Transportation did come in. Nice increase of almost $100 per cadet. But our transportation costs went up by $45,000 since last year. So we only have a savings of $10,000.
Right. So everybody understand, we are still paying more for transportation than we're receiving from the state in transportation, but it's $10,000 less than it was the year before. So the gap is closing a little bit, but we're still, well, we're not getting reimbursed, and our transportation costs, because of where everybody's coming from, are just more than your traditional school districts. So that's what that means.
So we're in the negative, in the red, $45,000, just based on that. With the activity buses you see and the other things, at the end of the year, traditionally, we're in the red about $200,000.
But you think it's going to be less than that total at the end of the year?
By $10,000.
All right.
That's it.
So off the top of your head, how much... Is the 970, where is it? The 997, almost $1 million in transportation. Is that?
No, it's like $1,000 a student.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not, I thought that was a comma, not a period. Pardon me. How much money do you think total transportation costs for us are going to be at the end of the year?
So we're at... $490, I'm going off memory. We just did this. $498 for just our routes.
All right.
I got to figure this out, Scott. Can you put me on the spot here?
Well, sorry. Ballpark.
I'm going to give you a ballpark. Every week... we spend $2,000 in activity buses.
All right.
Times 36. Right there is $70,000. And I think that's a little low, I'll tell you right now.
All right. So that puts us at 560, about $600,000 a year for total transportation costs. Morning and afternoon and activity.
I would say 650.
All right. Has any of that been reflected in plugged through to the budget? Yeah.
It's already in there.
It's in there?
It's expected.
Okay.
This is something we have, a charge we have occurred all 4 years. This is not new to us.
I just wanted to know how it's increasing because we've got more kids. And so on and so forth.
The increase in our transportation is the difference in the three northern routes we got.
Okay.
In bus 1, 9, and 2, we got a new contractor. Remember, we didn't have anybody. We got a new contractor, and he's charging us 10 to 15 more per route. That is the big increase you're seeing there.
Okay.
And everything's going well. Also keep in mind, 65% of our kids... Well, about 60% is north of us. 65% of our kids come from north of us.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It actually seems like it's reducing in the south and increasing in the north. It's interesting.
All right. What about the bus accident?
Okay, you knew about that. Oh, you got it.
Well, we all did.
I got a text.
Yeah, I got a text, and
you're right.
So what happened was,
the driver, the Amazon vehicle, was parked on the side of the road, or not on the side of the road, on the road, with its four ways on.
All right, in the road.
In the road, because there's no berm on Mount Friendship. There's none at all.
Are you? Did you respond to this? Mm-hmm. So you were there.
It's a while ago, right?
No, just yesterday.
Oh, no, not yesterday. Was
oh, okay, all right.
So,
we have one before.
So, the bus approached. The van sitting there. So, stop. Even one of our parents was ahead of the bus. She said, I had to go around it. It's just sitting there. So, our bus went to go around at the same time as I had to take a left turn.
Oh. So the Amazon guy pulled right into the path of the bus. Obviously, nobody hurt.
Well, we had three kids go to the hospital.
Okay. Well, that's not what obviously nobody was hurt. Are they okay?
Yeah. I mean, I talked to the families, you know, but it's, you know, they just said they had minor neck pain.
Oh. Okay. Was anybody cited? Meaning, were we cited? I assume not. Was our driver cited?
She probably was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
For overtaking?
For
crossing double zone?
For going around. And, yeah.
What about the Amazon driver? No blinker, failure to...
I doubt it. That's my guess.
Okay. All right. Jeez. All right. Anything else on buses?
No, I mean, everything went well. I mean, it just... Yeah, you know, a child said that her neck hurts. Well,
yep.
Going to ambulance.
Okay. So
one went to Smyrna. She was released, and the other two, I stopped down probably about 7:45 last night, and they were doing their CAT scans and MRIs. So.
Okay. All right. Very well. Anything else on revenue?
No.
All right. Expenditures. Anything you want to hit there?
No, actually, you know, we're online. We haven't been. I met with Dorsale, and of course, she says that, again, that out of all of our charter schools, we spend the least. So that's good to hear.
Yep.
So we're still online. We just got to pay. The interest payment's been paid. We just got to get that, the big one out. The
monthlies. The monthlies you're talking about. Yep. Okay. Federal grants
estimated to be $226.
All right.
We do not have that money yet. The carryover from last year is $81,000 right now.
All right.
And we have until November 1st, 2020 to spend.
Right. Okay, cool. Okay. All right. Anything else on?
No, that's it.
All right. Very well. Jim and I will hit a little more detail when we get to CBOC and all that sort of stuff.
And Pat, did you send the web one out?
Yeah, it's here.
No, electronically.
I did.
I need to get that to post. If you
Yeah. So send this out. If we will, let's go to the web report. Take a look, guys. See if there anything that catches your eye. Okay. All right, cool. Do I have a motion to approve the, August web report?
Motion.
Yep, I got a motion. Second. Got a second, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, dissensions, seeing none? Thank you. All right, good guys, very well. Moving along, let me talk about CBOC. We had a meeting on Thursday, September 19th. As you guys know, CBOC is going to every other week. Pardon me. Every other month. And I think the big deal for us was continuing to talk about how funds are accounted for. As you know, the state has changed their categories and their numbering. I don't know if that's the right word. Accounting numbers and their process a little bit. And that's kind of messed things up. And there was a great deal of discussion about that, moving some categories around. And some one-times as well. I think generally speaking, we're moving along in relatively good shape as to spending and as to revenues. There's nothing that's outlier that's causing any issues. I don't know if, Jim, you want to hit anything else as it relates to CBOC.
No, as you said there, I mean, Patrick provided large format.
Yay!
Scott alluded to, and Patrick is well aware, is that there's, with the renumbering system and general, I'm going to say general ledger categorization, I don't know if they heck they call it. It's a challenge that the schools are faced with, and one that apparently there's bureaucratic sense to make of why they made the changes. But
so they have a better idea where the money goes.
Well, that's right. They have increased some. I guess they've increased the reporting on certain categories. For example, we get a discussion about fuel.
Yeah.
Fuel for tractors versus fuel for the driver's ed car, and maintenance. And some of these have been lumped into the same category, and now we're supposed to separate them out. I guess because they want to know. At any rate. Our next CBOC meeting is November, and I think, I can't remember when it is. It's like 21. November 21? Cool.
And I'll need the September agenda?
Yep.
And the July minutes from...
Okay, so you need September agenda.
And July minutes.
I got them both.
Thank you.
And that's at 1:00?
Yes.
Yeah, here.
Sorry, I was out there for a second. What fuels are they having you separate?
Well, the state has asked for a further detailed review, accounting of fuel. And fuel used to be all kind of lumped in together, but now we're having a discussion about fuel for tractors and maintenance versus fuel for driver's ed. It's those kinds of changes and details that the state is requiring and asking that continues to be a bit of an issue for us as we're recording this information, trying to figure out where it goes, what budget line it belongs in, and so on and so forth. The good news is it really doesn't change our bottom line at all. As I said, we're still in great shape. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. The revenue picture is what it is. In fact, as you saw, it's plussed up a couple of ways because of our student count. And we got a plus up on the security side. So there are just some accounting issues that we're dealing with. And we dived
just
into
curiously,
that.
Curiously, what kind of a yearly bill on fuel or annually do we know?
No. Okay. Not really.
The reason I'm asking, I'm just going to bring up something that could possibly actually help us by doing that.
All right. Well, maybe, Reg, I might want to ask you to come to the next CBOC because that's where we're going to take another look at what our budget numbers are looking at. I don't know if I can tell you right off the top of my head how much we're spending in fuel all combined. I can't believe it's more than $3,000 or $4,000. But that's a wild ass guess. And I can't remember. I don't know if Jim wants to spend a few moments looking, but do you remember, Blair, off the top of your head?
It wasn't a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't spend probably $500 a year in driver's ed, probably.
Right. Then it's got to be way less than that because I don't see us burning that much gas.
It won't be worth it because when you separate it, you can then go to the state and get road tax back on anything that's not used on the road.
Yeah, but our diesel equipment here isn't really enough to consume.
That's what I'm saying. I had no idea what fuel duals were.
Yeah, no. Nope. All right, cool. Moving along. I'm sorry. Any other questions on CBOC and next date? Right, moving on. Pat, now to Commandant's report.
Okay. Well, as you can see, we have 452. We're exactly about 4.5 units more than last year. Couple of our really no appointments or resignations to report. Colonel, do you want to talk about some of the past events?
Sure, the Braves auction, 6th September Friday. That was a big success here at the school for the Raiders fundraiser. I think they hit $5,200 mark, something like that.
Really? It
worked out really well. Military Opportunities Day was the following week. That's where the National Guard led team came in and gave a briefing, general briefing on the military, and the recruiters were here for the kids to meet with them. And gosh, we had about 85, 90 cadets in this room listening to the brief. Seniors through sophomores. The Oak Course cleanup was the following day. We went out there just put, you see the signs and paints, and you know, we just did about a 7-hour event out there, clean up the Oak Course. Obviously, induction day. The golf tournament was, I'm sure that's already been discussed, that was a fun event.
Back to induction day.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing General Mullen. Have you had an opportunity to chat with him since his return? I did send him a personal note thanking him for his attendance. I hope he felt it was worth his time.
He did. He told me, I thanked him for coming in an email, and then he got right back to me on his drive back and said, hey, I really enjoyed the day. It's my pleasure kind of a thing. So he gave us a full day of his time. So I think that's unusual. But,
yeah.
No, it's good. It's all good.
Well, I will tell you, Mike Barry, General Barry, I had sent out just some photos that Cam Bates had sent out to my list, and he's on it. He sent back an email saying it was a great day. He thoroughly enjoyed it. And I think any time we ask him to come down, I think Mike Barry's going to be here with bells on. He really loves, he really enjoys the school. So anyway, thank you. It was great. Hopefully, this will pay some benefits in the future.
We have some knowledge and interest at a general officer level, which is always a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. He had a pretty good day.
Yes.
I said the golf tournament, that was a great day, and no more elaboration on that, I guess. And VetFest at Whitehall last week, I did not attend. Pat and I were up north at a different event, but it went well. We had color guards, banner carriers in the parade, and we had about, I think a total of 15 or so, 15, 18, I think the total cross country and runners, as well as those doing the 10K rough march.
Yep.
So, and we had a few volunteers that showed up as well, and they helped out. So, we did what we said we were going to do on that one, yes.
Related to that, Brian DiSabatino is going to be here. I sent him an email. So I will see him tomorrow for lunch around 1 at Pat Select in Smyrna. If any of you all want to join me for lunch at Pat Select at 1 o'clock, please feel free. Then from there, we're going to be here about 2-ish, Bob, right? So I'm looking at you two guys. Give me a quick snapshot of I certainly can take them on a tour and do my thing, but I know we've got some cadets that I think we're going to be with them. But we're ending up, obviously, at final formation at 1500. But I want to know if there's any places or spots I need to be, who's receiving, if anybody, any of that sort of stuff.
I have a few cadets on standby to meet and greet with him and speak with the mayor in the media center. And if they need to escort him around after that, if that's helpful, that's what we normally do. They're ready to do that as well.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead and do that. I will look for them somewhere here outside of the media center. And then I'll take them through the tour, brief them, and if the cadets will join us for that, that'll be great. And then at final formation, we'll be there. And then I'm going to try to get them out of here by, I'm assuming I get them till about 15:15. All right. And Pat, I assume I will not see you for any of this, or will I?
I'm hoping so.
Okay. Well, I'm making the assumption I won't, just because, you know, you get tied up.
I will tell you, the way the last 3 weeks have been.
I won't see any of you.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
All right. So I'll tell you what. I will come look for you around 14:30 and stop by your office. And if you're there, we'll spend a few moments. If not, I'll take them over and we'll do St. Michael's and Morrell and then end up at the flagpole. Around 1500, so no worries. All right, cool. All right, very well. Anything else, Bob? You want to talk about future stuff like that?
Ball tickets are on sale. They're $40 for the cadets. Oh, up a few dollars this year.
So yes. I have not seen an email or anything.
Well, Miss Patty asked me to bring these because last year they sold out. So you can order them online. But they sold out last year. So she said, if you guys want to go, you should probably get them now.
All right, I will.
And Dover Downs again.
Yeah. Yes.
Pardon me? The Marine Corps ball.
Yeah, the Marine Corps ball. Yep. And as you guys know, this is as much an event for moms and dads and parents and so on and so forth. And obviously, open invitation for. Can this be sent to me?
Sure.
Electronically, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I can get it to. I will send it to you guys on the board, so Verity and Len get it, and I will.
Okay.
You can do that. I didn't want to say you had to do that, but yes, if you would send this to the board.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Next.
Okay, so the Baltics are on sale. They're $40 for the feds, $45 for. Adults, 19 and over, and staff members. I do have some Marine Corps standard cocktail glasses I'll have for the adults this time. I ordered 50, so it's primarily for the head table and the staff and those kind of folks that show up, those few VIP kind of tables.
Yep.
I will do it for all the parents that show up because I never know how many, and I want to get stuck with a bunch of glasses. And,
right.
We're not doing balloons this year. I already mentioned that, so we're trying to. I got the cadets working on some things to look at to dress up the tables. The balloons are too much of a pain in the neck. Literally, they were just. I mean, I'm down there picking these things up, and my truck is stuffed with these 80 some odd balloons. I'm in my dress uniform, and I'm like,
"You look great." Yeah, everybody's crazy. Wondering what this colonel in his dress with all these balloons. I'm sure they were just normal.
Not only that, it cost us close to $500.
Yes.
Oh, just because, to gas those things up was ridiculous. So, anyway, we're not doing that this year. Patty wanted us to. I said no.
So, all right.
But things are moving along smartly, and we're trying to get the reservation in for next year now.
Yes.
Because we waited last year until probably like December, early December we went in, and I was like, really? Okay. It's already booked that far out, so we're starting to move ahead.
Good.
Still nothing, even though Dover Downs has changed owners. That lady did tell me, he's like, well, they're worse today. They're tighter on money today than the old guy was. So forget about any kind of discounts or comp rooms or anything, which still irritates me that we're spending close to $16,000 there and they won't even give us a complimentary room. But, whatever. Hmm. I guess they can do it. So that's it on the ball. I do have this gift award. I have made. It's like a mini K-bar of a letter opener. I'll have it engraved. I'm trying to get him a brick as well for out front.
All right. Who? Do we have a speaker?
Yes, December
17th. Oh, it is Brian. Yes, of course. Back on it.
That's why he's coming tomorrow.
And that's right. And
Yeah. I'm sorry. I will make sure I find out how many folks are in his party.
Please, thank you. Because he mentioned, you know, three or four, and I just want to put aside some tickets for him.
Got it.
And if it doesn't turn out to be that, then that's fine.
Yep.
First football game, home football game Friday.
I know. I can't be here.
I'm going to try round two. Try again.
No rain this time.
No rain.
It should be a nice day.
Yeah. Time in the forecast, 70 yeah. degrees.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
We're going to be fighting darkness, aren't we?
We'll be done by now, hopefully. Yeah.
There's an hour and a half a game?
Well, it's 6:30 now. It's 2.5 hours.
Oh,
4 o'clock game.
Yeah. If it goes as well as the last football game, they put in the mercy rule, and then that's
That was in our favor.
That was Dickinson.
It moves quick when I do that.
So I should tell parents that their child's going to stay for the game. To be there and pick him up at 6:30, because the last two Fridays I've been here, I was here until 7:30 at night waiting until kids get picked up. And leave. Yes.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. Not for me anyway. But.
All right. Anything else, Bob? Do you want to hit highlights?
Just zombie or color run. Whatever.
You gonna try that again?
Zombie color run.
Yep. Haven't we done that once before?
It's going to be annual.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
It's a gonna eat Brenneman thing. It's a 5K, so we're going to do that here. And that's if the seniors take hold of that, that's going to be a fundraiser for them for the year.
Yep.
For their stuff. And that'll be followed right after that with a trip to the Naval Academy for their football game. Formation run, field trip, just some standard things in there. The big one is... 30 October through November is Warriors going to Nationals. That's looking pretty good. And,
I understand they've raised all the money they need to raise.
Yeah, that quarter auction.
Got it.
Took them over the hump. Yes, it did.
Outstanding. Cool. All right. Anything else, Pat, you want to hit?
No, I mean, things are going well. I mean, you know, it's always a struggle for us to one, we got new staff, and two, of course, we have a lot of new kids this year, don't we? New cadets.
Yeah, it's like 150.
Correct. So it's establishing our culture.
Meaning spread between all grades.
I think we took on more new sophomores and juniors this year than we have in the past. So it's
we did. I mean, it's just, you know, it's that people are coming to us, and they're looking for us for you know what? Quite frankly, they need help. And they like it that we teach character education, that we demand things, the culture. That is something that, you know, I will tell you, in our 4 years we've been open, you know, no one questions me on that or questions us on it. They don't, because they know that's what, you know, that's what we do. And, you know, just I will tell you now, I'm looking at some of these seniors and remembering them as freshmen. And there's a couple handful in there that really struggled their first year that are really doing great things right now. So, you know, it's just, you know, and they're, and you talk to them, they're so much more mature than they were. I mean, and it didn't come right away. I mean, it just, it came mostly sort of last year. And then, so they're, you know, we have others that they're still fighting us. So
yeah, okay. We still got a couple of knuckleheads.
That's all right.
I know. Say. I know. Yep, I know we do. All right, cool. Anything else, boss?
No, that's it.
Wonderful. Let's go to committee reports. Dr. Blair.
Just an update on athletics and kind of where we stand with our teams. Soccer team, they're 4-3. They got a win today. Which football is 2-2. Cross country has their first home meet tomorrow. Football has their first home game on Friday. And volleyball is 5-4. And we've hired two alumni as our coaches.
Really?
So they're young girls, the Portaline sisters, and they've done, I think, a fantastic job. I mean, the parents have said nothing but good things about the way they run the team, how the girls are playing. So it really, you know, speaks to them and how they graduated here. So,
Blair, can I add something on that?
Sure.
So the other day we had a large number of teachers out. The golf tournament.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that killed us. But anyway, we couldn't have any subs. So guess who we called in? Four 2018 graduates.
Really? Well, how did it go?
It was great. They're fine. They know what's going on. They know how to do it.
Who was it?
It was the Portland Twins, Cache McKnight, and Vincent Mangel.
Oh, I remember Mangel.
How do you connect with them to say that they would come in and sub?
Because they keep coming back.
Yeah.
Everybody keep coming back. Kids keep coming back and visiting.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Only one out of the four was worth a darn in their first year. The other three were nightmares. Yes.
Really? And the two girls, the sisters, are helping coach or coaching?
No, they're co-head coaches.
Really?
Yeah.
So wow. We had to ask them the easy now. Oh, they're tough.
They're knowledgeable in the sport. They've played for a long time. I've been to a couple home games, you know, for here and there. And, the girls are playing as a team. There hasn't been much bickering. They've had a lot of energy. It seems like they have things very under control. It's worked out pretty good so far.
Good. So. And you think these young ladies have the maturity and...
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pat and I sat down and talked with them when we first hired them and kind of, you know, said there's got to be a line to separate between, hey, you're not a player anymore and these kids aren't your friends kind of thing.
Yep.
And we haven't had any issues. So I think things have been going well.
Wonderful. That's interesting that we've had four folks. And I guess I shouldn't be too surprised because Corporal, our Marine reservist, came back last year when he graded the drill ceremony. And
that's
I
Mangel.
Think, oh, that's Mangel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I guess he was here earlier this year to step in for Master Sergeant Bird, I guess.
He's been well over with us about five or six times now.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, because we have no slop anymore.
Right.
So, yeah. So there's you got to bring somebody in.
Okay. The nice thing is they know everything. So not everything, but they know the systems.
Yep.
So we don't have to.
Nope.
They go in there and they understand it and they go, I actually like it.
Okay. Well, clearly the biggest issue, of course, is because they are so young that we don't get too familiar. As it were, right? I mean, that's probably the biggest, potentially the biggest issue.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
all right. All right. What else? Anything else happening?
Not else happening. I think the last thing was more for Kevin, just about field maintenance coming here in the next month. Last football game, I believe, is November 2nd. And then I talked to Larry yesterday about we got to get the field overseeded and,
Are you going to bird dog that,
yeah,
Kev?
And, well, as long as whoever we're going to buy the seed from.
We have the seed already.
Yeah, don't we have it?
We purchased it.
So the last, it's November.
Second is the Saturday. Last,
okay.
Yeah.
And so we'll figure probably the Saturday right after that. We'll come up and seed it out.
Great. All right. Wonderful. Thank you, sir. Good, good, good. All right. Moving on. Communications.
Yeah, so... some good press here on the Delaware State News. I know you gentlemen met with the reporter a couple weeks prior, and then he came, obviously took the pictures, so we're happy with that. That being on the Delaware State News site, we got 30 additional shares once we connected to the First State site, which is obviously, you know, a nice reach there. And then additionally, the Clayton Sun-Times also covered the induction ceremony as well. And as we shared, it got 17 additional shares. So I think we're getting good reach as we link to some of these other sites. So we're happy with that. As well as then Miss Patty worked on getting some of the album pictures out. I know there's a lot of photos. Dan said he took like 1,000 photos. So I think there's just additional opportunity. I want to talk to him and Miss Patty about how do we get the photos out there more for folks. I think that'll help people. When they see their cadet in a picture, it gets them excited and would get even more reach. So that was a lot. I think it's 6 different people taking pictures here or something. It's just so involved getting through them. I had written the press release, I think, Friday afternoon. I sent it to Dan. I know it took a couple of days to kind of get through. So, but I think I was still happy with how we got out there in the press and some good mention. So, and then obviously then the PSO Shoreline piece is out there on Facebook as well. And got additional 14 shares, so we're happy. I think I'm happy with getting some additional press on that.
Good. So. Two things. First,
yes.
Can you send or update the board's website to include
I'll work
some
on what
production
I got
production day pictures,
yeah,
particularly
so just
of
do,
Barry
yeah.
and Mullen.
Mm-hmm. We'll just do a little rotation up
yep.
there. Yep.
Okay,
definitely do that.
Good. I think that was really the only thing I wanted is, and are we updating the school's website for the album piece? Because there are a number of spots within the school's website that, quite frankly, the photos are dated.
Yeah, I mean, that's a general overhaul that we'll need to talk through. I don't know how much, if that's
who
all
handles
Patty
most,
or...
Is it you or Miss Patty that
well,
does the school's...
It's me.
I know.
It's you?
I mean, I don't know if that's something
there,
able, like, would... So, I don't know if Dawn Fiore, when she was here, did she work on the website at all?
Not ours.
No.
Not on yours. Okay.
Just ours.
Okay. Just the
just
board
ours.
One. Okay.
Well,
I'd be happy to give you the...
I knew that was coming.
Quite frankly, I mean, if you ever wanted to come to that, where you just give it to you,
yeah.
then, you know, we can just, it's all big, then you and Patty can work together. Yeah, one nice big
I don't know if that sounds
yeah.
good, but
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, that was both their heads exploding. And
well,
they
just,
I know it's tough.
I always forget.
I know.
I'm like, oh, well, I'll get that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you saw the one picture I put up. The one I demanded that we get this summer.
Which one?
Because we have a picture in our thing of all the kids and the priest in front of Morrell. So I said, I want a picture of the SOC cadre. And all is that.
I just saw that one. I'm like, wait, that's new. I hadn't seen that.
The one girl looking sideways. I got to talk to the student cadet photographer. They got to take more than one pic.
I did not see that. So
hold on, it'll rotate through here.
All right, well, I'll keep my eyes
yeah.
focused on that.
So,
right.
I mean, I'd be happy to. I mean, it might be honestly more than even Patty and I can manage. I think there's just a lot of
it's
organization.
Not really because what happens is, if you can't do it on your, they give you options, you can do things on your own,
mm-hmm.
and then what you can't do, you just email them and tell them what you want, and they do it.
Okay.
They do it for you.
And that's through?
There's a help desk
okay.
in there.
And okay.
you just, whatever attachments you want, hey, I want this done, this
okay.
is how I want it to look.
Okay.
We'll get it done.
Does it, how much are we paying a year for these guys maintaining the site?
$3,600.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's just some outdated pieces that
yeah.
I'd want to clean up. There's some links that just like it go like four or five in, and you probably don't
there's
need
nothing.
Them. It just needs, and I need to spend some time with it as well. So I'd be happy to get more. This is it.
Well, that is the I hadn't seen that
yeah.
one. Yep. All right. Cool.
As well, and then the other thing is I know I'd mentioned it last time. I have contacted a couple of different scouting groups about coming in for the open house. So I have two folks that are interested. So I'm just making some more connections before we talk further. But I'll let you know how that goes. I think you said third week in October is when you've got one planned. Is that
no? We haven't planned it yet.
Okay.
I will tell you now. I was looking at November 9th.
Okay.
That's a Saturday. The second, of course, we don't want to do after the ball.
Right.
And by the 9th, open school
yeah.
choice is already open.
It's opened. Okay.
So
yeah, when is school choice open? 9 November.
No. We're going to have our first open house 9 November.
Oh,
it's open
yeah.
October, or November 1st, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I think you're right. It is 1 November.
Is it?
So what's 9 November?
Hold on a second.
Is the open house he's planning.
Saturday?
Yeah.
What's the conflict?
It's a long weekend.
Yeah, it's Veterans Weekend, yeah.
Is that bad? Why? Because folks, we won't get parents?
No, you want to go the 16th?
November 5th, it says it opens at 8 a.m.
We have all that stuff.
That's school choice?
Yeah.
All right.
I stayed away from there because we had stuff at
November
5th. There's an event
yeah.
here at the
yeah.
school.
It closes on January 9th.
6 or 9?
Yeah.
When's it close?
On January 9th.
Right. Which is like that, the first or second Tuesday in January or something.
So, oh wait, that's a time. You know, they haven't updated
Monday.
This still says 19. They haven't updated that one.
What's that?
This is all wacky though, because it says 2019-20, but this says November 18. So this must be still old.
Oh, so
the choice.
School choice.
Yeah,
it
must be there.
Oh, the state doesn't update it until
yeah.
it actually hits.
Yeah.
All right, so we're figuring stuff. Around 5 November.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. 16th November is going to be our first Open Cup.
Okay.
And then, what is the Army Navy game?
That's
second Saturday in December.
14th?
14th.
So we'll probably like to do one in November. We'll probably do December 7th. Is that okay? Anybody?
That's fine.
And I'll get January out there because we'll probably do a mailing here. We'll get that put together.
Yep. Okay. And obviously, guys, that's always open for all y'all's. And I'll be here, assuming I'm not on travel. All right. Ms. Les, anything else, kid?
That was about it.
Cool. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. All right. Mr. Facilities.
Okay. A couple things. We're going to get this field seated, but also that same day. Before we seed it, we'll aerate too, because I have the big aerator that will run across it and poke all the holes in it, or pull plugs.
Yep.
And then we'll seed it. All the signs are on the buildings now.
Thank you. I saw that. That was pretty good. Well, that was cool.
Before induction day.
Yep.
Barely. And which led me to something else. I came up here and I was drilling the brick, and I guess there's a church service going on, and I probably scared them a little bit.
Was that Sunday?
Yeah. So it seemed like a pretty big crowd. Parking lot was full.
Do you know how many folks are attend service?
They are now done.
Oh, they're
what?
Done now?
They're done now.
Okay, but it was a big crowd that day. I was surprised. I was like, wow, there's a lot of people.
They actually bought a place, and they had been renovating it for the past 6 months.
Really?
Oh, okay. So this was their last... Yeah, quite frankly, they were great. Problem is they took up the whole stage.
Yeah.
And we don't have storage. And the stage is a nice place to put things. Because we don't have a theater production in class. You know,
right.
So, yeah.
I'll be darned. So, how much? They did pay rent, but it wasn't very much, was it?
No, $400 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And on the... Our dirt situation for over here, for right now, it's going to be a no-go on the dirt. What happens is when you do a development, you have to have a level 2 environmental done on the dirt, which is visual inspection of the dirt to make sure there's no contaminants in it. And the developer had that done, but that doesn't meet the requirements of what Environmental Alliance wants. On our end, because of being a brown site, and the developer had asked that we not have the extensive testing done on the dirt to throw a monkey wrench into their operation, which I understand completely, just in case. And so for right now, it's probably not a great idea to bring it over.
Yeah. Have you seen, or has there been any follow-up on your side, Pat, about whether Larry has spoken to anybody from that side? I mean, the ball was in our court, and Kevin worked through it, and we got their report. But I'm assuming Larry has not heard or had any additional contact with the developers.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yeah, because the only way that we could do it is if they agreed on the testing.
Right.
But I'm telling you, that would be a stretch. If I was a developer, I wouldn't. I'd be like, no, because that they're too far along in their process to get jammed up with something.
Yep. All right. That's a shame. All right. Understood. All right. Next.
And that's all I had.
One of the things I do want to talk about is what we're going to do with the farmhouse. And you got some price. I think, did we get a price?
Yeah,
we did.
We for the roof we did and stuff, so the couple of choices we had were to, re-roof the building, keep it solid, or take it down, make it into parking area and stuff. Both are good ideas. So it just depends on the need and which direction we need to go with it.
All right.
But you know, once you obligate to tear it down and you pull the permits, you tear it down, it's gone. I mean, that's
right.
You know, so it's, in a parking lot. A lot of the bricks and stuff we could crush and use for fill at the bottom of the basement before we bring in the selects and stuff like that, because it's small enough of material to do that. So the hauling would be just lumber and just the wood and stuff to get out, but it's still a lot of material to bring in, dirt and stone and getting it ready for blacktop. We'd probably be 40,000-50,000 by the time we were done, you know, getting some parking area there.
Okay. That's kind of where my head was. I was thinking 60.
Well, with
including demo,
how big the I mean, just for that size of the building. But if we're talking about paving out further, then yeah, it keep getting more and more.
All right, so that's back to you guys about, I mean, we've had a discussion about what we're going to do with that farmhouse. We're getting closer to a point where we either got to spend some money to put a roof on it to save it, because letting it, I guess Larry said, if it goes one more winter, we're going to have more significant damage to walls, studs, and crap like that. And putting a roof on it preserves the structure. I mean, we still have windows that don't work effectively, and there's still a whole bunch of other things you got to do, but at least the integrity of the inside is preserved. The second discussion, of course, was get a bulldozer, flatten everything out, and we're not putting a building there again, and we're going to make it a parking lot. And I'm sort of looking to you guys to kind of give us an indication of what you want to do with the property.
I mean, like we said, okay, so it's going to cost over $200,000 to renovate, correct? Maybe probably $250,000. And what are we going to use it for?
Well, I understand.
I mean, it could probably be two classrooms, but I like I said, I don't know about
the flank being open. Yes.
And yeah, we can have a locker room and storage. Is that well spent?
It's an expensive locker room.
Yeah, it is. We could buy I'd rather buy a pool building and then put that up and put it in its place. It could be cheaper, and then we get, you know.
So it's $250 to renovate, $50 for a parking lot.
I would say more like 60 to 70 for the parking lot.
If we start tying it in with this, because some of this needs some work too.
Right.
It's all getting put together, yeah.
Right.
250 or 75. I'm liking the 75 and parking.
True.
But we do, but just to think about the parking, it's a real pain for us. We can't have events because we always have to think about where are we
going
to park?
Everybody's going. I know.
And what happens is they start parking in PC, and here's what's going to happen Friday. My phone's going to be blowing up because I'll be parking in PCA's bus yard. Buses aren't going to be able to get back in there. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to. It's not going to be good.
All right. Bob, what are your thoughts? Is there anything the Marines could use it for? Your side of the house?
We do a demo exercise.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's possible. We do have guard engineers.
I can call our EOD guys. I'm sure they'd love to play that for you. Or call the fire department. Say, I tell the fire department, hey, here's your training out. Go burn it. Burn it down.
Burn it down. That's all possible.
It would have been for free for you to burn the sucker down.
That takes care of a lot of issue, a lot of hauling. And then we're always talking about is brick.
That's true.
I mean, you tell the fire department, hey, there's your training building. They'll come in here and burn the crap down for you if you want.
That's true. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, I don't think it has a whole lot of use for as much as it costs to fix up.
Blair would rather have that gymnasium with the actual locker rooms.
Yes. Yes. I agree. 4.2.
We need parking.
I know we do.
We're struggling. It's getting worse and worse all the time.
Yes, it is.
And even if we got it to the point where we could put the stone base down, the crush and run and roll it, it would be tight. I mean, it would be a good parking lot, even not paved. Until we had the money to pave it. But that definitely, if we can get it to that stage, it would be plenty good to park on.
We would just have to level it off a little bit, though, right? Because that's a pretty big drop off in the house back.
It would have to get cut off, yeah. We'd cut off the house, push it to where it starts to drop off to use the material up. Yeah.
Okay. I must admit, I am not necessarily anxious of taking that asset and bulldozing it. It always bugs me pulling a building down when I keep thinking there ought to be a use for it. However, I get it. So what do you want to do, Kev? Do we call somebody like, I don't know, who do we call and get some prices for a demo job and a paving job? Are they the same folks? Are they different folks?
No, the best demolition for the price around is still Macklin's down in Lincoln.
Okay.
They'll have John come up and have it tore down in a day and separated. They haul their own. They have their own dumpsters, so they haul their own too. So.
All right. So I'll tell you what. I think we got to pursue two different things. First is if you will call Macklin's and ask him to give us a quote on what you know we want to do. We want to put a parking lot there. We're going to need to level it out. We need to have it ready and leveled for at least initial work done by somebody else for a parking lot.
Right.
Who knows somebody over Clayton to call the fire department and see if they would be interested in burning the thing down? Chris, you know anybody over there?
I don't know anybody there, but I'll be working tomorrow on Thursday.
No. I've met the chief a couple of times.
I say Noah.
Who?
Didn't Noah work there?
Yeah, he's one of them. One of our custodians.
Oh, all right.
He's a fire police.
But he's kind of, he's out. He's on medical leave.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I will ask Chris if you would stop by tomorrow and check in and see if you can talk to whomever.
Carol.
Yep. And see whether they have an interest in a training opportunity and burn the building down. Now,
if they don't, maybe the citizens hose does.
Smyrna?
Yes.
Well, that'd be the next place to stop. Yeah. No question. If Clayton's not interested, it certainly would be those guys. Is there anything in the building now that we're using it for storing?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Well, so that begs the question, where are we putting all that stuff if we're pulling the building down?
I have to put it in C-109.
Well, what about the stage? Would it go?
Depends what's over there.
Does anybody know what's over there?
Well, Larry's kind of a pack rat, so you guys. Yeah,
some of it might just. Might be
better to burn up
with that. maybe some of Larry's stuff on him.
He kind of keeps everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. I won't dive too further
I'll
into that.
I'll take care of it.
All right. So let's go for the next meeting and have a sense of how much the cost to pull it down. Chris, if you'll get a sense of whether Clayton is interested in using it as a training opportunity, that should change the price a little bit, I would think. Maybe not much, but a little bit.
The hauling, yeah. Especially. Absolutely. Because the bricks will still be standing after
right.
the fire, but they can then be pushed in.
Yeah,
with that was still around. We got the DAPS kids come down here, and all right, you're your first responders.
All right, well, very well then. We'll make a formal vote next month on our final action as soon as we get a little more information. But understanding where you guys want to go with it, I got it. Okay, farmhouse. We've talked about that. I don't think there's anything else.
One other thing. All the pavers have been delivered here.
Yep.
We do need to acquire some stone for the base, so we are going to need to, maybe the PSO could help us out on that front. I don't know, but I think we ended up saying maybe it was 8,000 or 9,000 in stone that it's going to take to do all the sidewalks.
All right, so I'm kind of waiting for Reg because he's going to have to coordinate with his son as it relates to when they're thinking about starting the first piece of this.
Oh, right, right.
And I'm making an assumption that they're probably going to do, you know, one or two or three sidewalks this winter, and those things may be sitting there for maybe a full cycle for a year and a half.
It could be.
I mean, I can almost see them getting this and those three sidewalks done, And we still have a bunch of it sitting there.
And if that's the case, we can buy our crush and run as needed, too. We don't need to buy all of it at once, so...
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to go to the PSO for... one thing we've never done is I moved those two science buildings over in St. Michael.
Yeah.
And we've never done anything for them. Those rooms.
Meaning in the sense of what? Technology, labs, equipment, that kind of thing?
Sinks, just...
Oh.
All cabinets to store all their stuff. They don't have any of that stuff.
Got it.
We've been going up to Delaware City and... Larry's been going there. He's a good back rat, dude. He finds stuff. I look at him like, God, it looks awful. He's like, I look good in there. You get it? Okay, whatever. And we can put it, but you know, that's how we're doing business. We're doing everything on the cheap. So
okay. All right. Very well. Anything else you want to hit? Okay. So next board meeting, we'll put a final bow on what we're doing with the farmhouse. I don't have anything else under organizational issues. I think that's about it. Reggie told me that he had to leave, and he apologized, but that's what he whispered in my ear. I don't think I've got anything else, guys, for anybody. All right, so I'll whip around the room, as I always do. Blair, you're good. Thanks for honcho on the sports stuff. It sounds like we've got kind of a winning season started.
Doing okay right now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. It really is good.
I'm good.
All right, Jim, anything? Chris?
Good.
All right.
I'm good.
Thank you. Colonel? Good. All right, well, yo, good. Anything? All right, guys, very well. Oh, geez. We have November and December dates. I also want to get to when we're doing the staff Christmas party. And I assume we're returning to Blue right. Moon.
Blue Earl, yeah.
Blue Earl, yeah. Dr. Earl, whatever.
Did that work out pretty good, actually?
I think it did. Well. I think it's close. Everyone likes it.
If you guys will look at...
I know. You.
I stopped by.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, you weren't there.
Last year.
So, Fred note on there. Our calendar, guys. 26th November is the week... That might hold. It is the week of
I'll be away.
Turkey Day. And then 24 December is Christmas Eve. I don't assume anybody wants to be here.
Can we move it up the week of Thanksgiving?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm assuming that, yes, the week before, the Tuesday before the week of Thanksgiving is the November meeting. And then... I'm open to when you guys want to do it for 24 December. It's not 24 December, but sometime before that. And I also want to know when we're doing the staff thing. And, of course, I'll be buying Din Din for our December meeting.
So, because when? So, you want to start with November? Do you?
Yep.
So, what's November 26th. Do we want to do it November 19th? That's the Tuesday before.
Yeah, I prefer just in case.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm tracking. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So please note 19 November for our next meeting. All right, cool. Got that done.
Well, that's on our next meeting. That's our November meeting because this is not our October meeting.
Correct.
Okay. So yeah, our October.
Before right. CVOC, is that okay?
I think so.
Okay.
All right. That's fine.
Then December 24, do we just want to move it also up a week, December 17?
How's that tracking?
Good.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right, well, we can take another hit at it later. Yeah. All right, so 17 December?
Yep. And then, Pat, what's the last day of school? Like, I can't remember what we did for the get-together. Do we want to do it?
Last day of school?
For the school holiday. Okay, so, I mean, would we want to do it the 19th, like on a Thursday night?
Let me ask.
All
right. What?
You would say no? Do you want people want to go? Is that...
I don't know if you want teachers to come over after they come to school the next day after they've been...
I thought the 20th was out. Okay.
When did we do it?
We did it on a Friday.
Yes.
We did it on Friday, okay.
It was the last day before break last year.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Was it the last day before break?
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Blair stayed at the bar.
It was a Thursday.
There were a couple. There were a couple who stayed.
It was a Thursday. We were off Friday.
Well, yeah, but we didn't have school the next day.
Well, that's what I was
thinking.
Whatever
it is, it was
the last day before.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right. We had all Friday last year.
So that might change it. Okay.
Because people usually want to skedaddle. So,
we'll check with the staff and find out.
Yeah.
So, but we're tentatively looking at if 20 December's last day would be that evening.
Probably 9, 10, 12, 20. Yeah.
Right.
For the staff.
Yeah.
Board holiday extravaganza. Cool. And Les, you're going to call Blue Duke or what?
Yeah.
I know.
Yes, I will. I'll organize that.
All right, cool. Anything else? Seeing none, do I have a motion to adjourn? I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, you're done. 6:58. Thank you.